Hello again from Beyond the Estuary. This week I've been busy really sending out copies of my new poetry collection, Songs of the Godforsaken, to people who've been ordering them. And I didn't have any idea about what I was going to do for a podcast this week, but then, of course, suddenly one thing suggested another, and I had a lovely review from a friend of mine, Yvonne, about my poetry collection. And part of it, she remarked about one of my poems that reminded her of another poet, a Greek poet, Constantine Cavafy. And I thought I'd probably read that, or get him to read that poem today. Not him, sorry, somebody else reading it, his poem, because he's long gone. And that sort of led to another connection, really, too, because evidently his poem was picked up by Leonard Cohen and turned into a song of his. So there's lots of interconnectedness, I guess, goes on in the artistic world, poetry and music and art connecting to each other. And I'm a great believer in the synchronicity of the creative process, too, and how one piece of art inspires another. So we'll start off today reading this poem. It's the first poem in my collection that Yvonne, my friend, commented on. And the title is Your Name. So it's true what they say, that you are everywhere, spilling out from under wren skip, swan dip scudding over creek top in late light, behind word burst on page, like a mauve belladonna spring suddenly and glorious from steel-shod earth. Yet when I call you God, you stay silent. You have a new name, a secret name. I heard once as a door was closing inside a dream, but when I woke, your name was as a spider web stretched across a tea tree path, miraculous for a moment then gone. I no longer call you God the Father, I call you the Unknown. So I suppose the poem is a little bit about abandonment, being abandoned by a particular sort of God, but discovering to another type of God. And that leads me to speak to about this poem that my friend Yvonne reminded me of, by Constantine Cavafy, who was a Greek poet. He lived from 1863 to 1933. And this poem today is what they call one of his philosophical poems. It's entitled God Abandons Antony. And it refers to Plutarch's story of the Roman general Mark Antony and the siege of Alexandria, where Cavafy himself actually lived, I think was born. And on the night before the city fell, Mark Antony heard sounds of instruments and voices making its way through the city. And he realized that this was his god and protector, Dionysius, was deserting him before the battle the next day. And so it is a bit of a poem about loss, I guess, but for me, it's certainly not a sad poem. So this is The God Abandons Antony by Constantine Cavafy.
The God Abandons Antony by Constantine P. Cavafy. When suddenly, at midnight, you hear an invisible procession going by with exquisite music, voices, don't mourn your luck that's failing now, work gone wrong, your plans all proving deceptive. Don't mourn them uselessly. As one long prepared and graced with courage, say goodbye to her, the Alexandria that is leaving. Above all, don't fool yourself. Don't say it was a dream. Your ears deceived you. Don't degrade yourself with empty hopes like these. As one long prepared and graced with courage, as is right for you, who proved worthy of this kind of city, go firmly to the window and listen with deep emotion, but not with the whining, the pleas of a coward. Listen, your final delectation, to the voices, to the exquisite music of that strange procession, and say goodbye to her, to the Alexandria you are losing.
Well, I think that's a fantastic poem. Read beautifully there too. Beautiful reading voice. I'm certainly going to be looking at more of his poetry, and thank Yvonne for drawing my attention to that poetry of his. And interestingly, as I said, that poem inspired Leonard Cohen to write his version, which he called Alexandra Leaving, which is more about, he sees it as a woman, Alexandra leaving, and rather than the opposite, rather than leaving Alexandra. So I'm going to leave today and just let Leonard Cohen take us out and think about all those interconnections. Certainly poems of loss, I guess, but not in a depressive sense. Loss is sort of part of life, and that's what we're dealing with, I guess, at the moment with COVID-19. Lots of losses there. But poetry and music can certainly help us get through that. So goodbye from Beyond the Estuary. And I'm going to add that little review of my poetry collection that Yvonne wrote in the email that I send out to, you might like to have a look at. So this is Leonard Cohen singing Alexandra Leaving.
Suddenly the night has grown colder. The God of love preparing to depart. Alexandra hoisted on his shoulder. They slip between the sentries of the heart, upheld by the simplicities of nature. They gain the light, they formlessly entwine, and radiant beyond your widest measure. Senses all deceiving, a fitful dream, the morning will exhaust. Say goodbye to Alexandra leaving, then say goodbye to Alexandra long. She sleeps upon your satin. Even though she wakes you with a kiss, do not say the moment was imagined. Do not stoop to strategies like this. Has someone long prepared for this to happen? Go firmly to the window, drink it in. Exquisite music, Alexandra laughing. Your first commitment. Tangible again, and you who had the honor of her evening, and by that honor had your own restored. Say goodbye to Alexandra leaving. Alexandra leaving with her Lord. Even though she sleeps upon your satin, even though she wakes you with astute strategies like this. Has someone long prepared for the occasion? In full command of every plan you write. Do not choose a coward's explanation that hides behind the cause and the effect. And you were bewildered by the meaning, whose code was broken, crucifix uncrossed. Say goodbye to Alexandra leaving, then say goodbye to Alexandra lost. Say goodbye to Alexandra leaving, then say goodbye to Alexandra.